So you have a new script for me?
Yes, sir, I do. And this one's all about Black Panther.
Oh, very cool.
Yeah.
So what other Avengers are in it?
Oh, none. None. It's just Black Panther.
Oh, no.
No?
We don't do that anymore.
What do you mean?
If you're doing a solo Marvel movie, you need more than one superhero in there. Like how Iron Man was in Spider-Man Homecoming, or how Guardians is about a team of space heroes, or how we put everyone in Captain America Civil War. It's just how we sell things now.
Well, what about Doctor Strange?
Yeah, see, that didn't even make it into our top 10 highest grossing movies.
Oh.
Yeah, we kind of thought it would sell itself because of the star power of Benedict Cumberbatch.
Right, well, I'd still like to give it a try.
You think a Chadwick Boseman-led movie is gonna do better than one led by Bernadette Cumberbatch?
I think it could.
This is Barnacle Clampersnatch we're talking here.
Okay, you're not even trying to say his name right anymore, are you?
Yeah, no, I stopped trying.
Listen, I think if this movie tells a good story, it could do pretty well.
Alright, so what's the story?
Well, T'Challa goes home to Wakanda now that his dad is dead and he's the Black Panther.
Oh, and Captain America and Bucky are there.
No, they're not.
You have to mention them. We showed them there at the end of Civil War.
Seriously?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'll throw Bucky in a post-credit scene, I guess.
Yes, awesome.
So we're good now?
Oh yeah, now we're gonna be able to sell this movie.
Really?
Yeah, now we have that Sebastian Stan star power, so we're good.
Well, great. So anyway, for T'Challa's coronation where he becomes Black Panther, he has to drink this thing that takes away his Black Panther powers.
Wait, he already has the powers?
Yeah, he had them in Civil War.
Right, but we're saying he's about to become Black Panther because his dad died.
That's right.
And to do that, they have to make him not Black Panther anymore? How does that work?
Yeah, we're not really gonna explain that in the movie.
Oh.
But we will explain it in a Black Panther prelude comic, so if fans want to know more,
they can pay me money.
Exactly.
Money is tight.
Oh, are you having money problems?
No, what?
You said money was tight.
It is tight.
Okay, so anyway, T'Challa has to go through this ceremony where people can try to kill him if they want to be king.
Whoa.
Yeah, they don't mess around in Wakanda.
You'd think as the most advanced nation in the world, they'd have figured out a way to move past bloodlines and death fights.
Well, it's tradition, so what are you gonna do?
Try not to die, I guess.
Yeah. But other than death fights, Wakanda's a pretty cool place.
Oh yeah?
Yeah, they have a bunch of awesome stuff like vibranium weapons and cool ships and super crazy technology.
Very cool.
Also war rhinos.
Did you say war rhinos?
Yeah, war rhinos.
What does that even mean?
War rhinos, like, you know, rhinoceroses of war.
If they have vibranium weapons, why do they need rhinos?
That's actually a good question. Let me check here, I think I have an explanation. Yeah, because it's awesome.
It sounds kind of silly.
It's awesome.
Yeah, but they—
Okay, look, I didn't want to have to do this, but if you don't let me put war rhinos in this movie, I'm gonna go on a tweet storm of Infinity War spoilers, so help me God.
You wouldn't.
I want those rhinos.
Okay, look at me. Put the phone down. We'll put the rhinos in the movie.
Great, thanks.
So what else happens?
Well, there's this dude named Claw who stole a bunch of vibranium from Wakanda back in the day and killed a bunch of people and then never aged.
Okay.
And we see him and this guy Killmonger steal an artifact from a museum that nobody knew was actually made of vibranium.
How come they know it's made of vibranium?
Because.
Okay.
And so Claw goes to Korea to sell this vibranium to an American buyer.
Where does Killmonger go?
Oh, well, he goes away for a good chunk of the movie.
Mysterious.
So the Wakandans find out about this deal and they see it as their chance to finally capture Claw.
Oh yeah, get some sweet justice.
Right, and this guy Wakabi's parents were killed by Claw back in the day. So T'Challa tells him, "My man, I'm definitely gonna capture this guy for you. You have my word. I promise. This is gonna happen. I'm gonna do this for you. I swear to God."
So that's obviously not gonna work out.
Yeah, no, it doesn't work out.
What happens?
Well, they do capture Claw, but then Killmonger shows up and helps him escape.
Oh, Killmonger's back.
Yeah, it turns out he had his own evil plan going on this whole time.
Oh, what's he planning?
His plan is to kill Claw and bring him to Wakanda to show that he's better than T'Challa.
And I imagine it's gonna be hard for him to get into Wakanda.
No, actually super easy, barely an inconvenience.
Really?
Yeah, he's just gonna kinda walk in and then immediately run into Wakabi.
Oh, that is convenient.
Yeah, I mean, the very first person he runs into is the one that would have the most emotional response to seeing Claw's body, so that works out well for him.
But I guess T'Challa can just defuse the whole situation by explaining what happened.
You'd think so, like, "Hey Wakabi, we did capture Claw, but this guy Killmonger attacked the holding cell with explosives."
Right, that would defuse things.
Yeah, for sure. Anyway, he doesn't do that.
Oh, okay.
And as it turns out, Killmonger is T'Challa's cousin, and his dad was killed by T'Challa's dad.
Uh-oh.
So he challenges him to a death fight and throws him off a waterfall.
Whoa.
And so Killmonger becomes king, and he wants to send vibranium throughout the world to help oppressed people rise up and—
Wait, hold on. What are you doing?
What's up?
You're kind of developing this villain a lot.
Yeah, I guess.
Well, that's not really what we do here.
Right, but maybe we could, you know, try that.
You're crazy, man. All right, well, we'll give it a shot. You're nuts.
So anyway, T'Challa was being kept alive by this tribe called the Jabari. And so he's like, "Hey, help us come reclaim the throne." And they're like, No.
Harsh.
Yeah, and then T'Challa goes back and there's a huge fight between everyone.
Very cool.
And right when it seems like everything's gonna go wrong, the Jabari tribe shows up to help.
Oh, good thing they suddenly changed their mind at the exact right moment.
Yeah, it's a pretty sudden and great change of heart with millisecond precise timing.
And how does it end?
Well, then T'Challa and Killmonger have a CGI cat fight and Killmonger dies.
Wait, are you saying there's a final fight full of CGI where the hero fights a bad guy who has similar powers?
Yeah, I guess so.
Now that is a Marvel third act. I love it.
So you think it'll do well?
Well, we kind of have to make this movie to set up Infinity War, but based on what you've told me, no, I don't think it's going to do well at all.
Hey guys, Ryan here. Hope you enjoyed that pitch meeting. If you did, please give it a like and a share and a comment and a whatever else you can do. Just click all the buttons. Also, let me know in the comment section what other movies I should do pitches for. Thanks for watching, and I'll see you next Saturday for a new pitch.